It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Okay, so people are literally freaking out over Kendall Jenner over buying a Coke. So a couple days ago in New York City, Kendall Jenner was seen buying a Coke from a bodega, and the Coke happened to match perfectly with her dress. Now people are enraged, saying that it was an advertising ploy and that Coca-Cola was paying her to do this. She also posted a picture on her Instagram of her buying this Coke. But I personally, in the Instagram picture, couldn't even see the Coke. But either way, if it is an ad, then that is an FTC violation, because on Instagram she didn't say it was an ad.
You have to do like hashtag ad, right, or like paid partnership.
Yeah, legally you have to do now. So people were saying things like she would never drink a full calorie Coke. She would never just go into a bodega like that. And some fans, however, thought that it was a genius marketing move, if that's what it was used for, just because of how much publicity it got over literally a Coke.
It was definitely live. I saw one of the photos. The way her hand was, you know, the way she held the pop.
I don't think so at all. Sometimes when your hands
crazy.
Are full, she had other things in her hand.
Can you put this on Instagram in a little bit?
I'll put it on...
if people think it's an, like, it was deliberately done.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put this on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and I'll put up a poll for you to vote if you think it's an ad or not. And personally, I have been doing this ever since I was 7 years old. If I am dressed up in a cute outfit, a cute dress, and I see a drink or a lollipop or something that matches perfectly, hell yeah, you better believe I'm going to buy it.
So do you like match your protein shakes you're having each day? Like, ooh, this one's an orange one.
I'm not really dressed up, so no, it's only exciting if like you're like dressed up in something
okay.
cute.
Okay, well, at least we know the truth now.
Miles Teller was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about the new Top Gun movie that is going to be coming out.
Who do you play in Top Gun? Can you say, or is it a secret?
Yeah, I could say. I play, I play Goose's kid.
Goose's son, the deceased Goose.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. Goose is my favorite character, and Miles Teller is super hot. He then continued to talk about the infamous boxing tweet between Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise.
Were you with Tom Cruise when Justin Bieber challenged him to fight?
I was. I don't know if it was on Tom's radar.
Are you really? He
or
didn't
not.
Even?
I just, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm just like, how much attention do you need, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
ooh, throwing some shade at Justin Bieber. Julianne Hough and her husband, Brooks Lake, are trying to have a child with the help of in vitro fertilization. The Los Angeles Kings forward said, "My wife and I want to have children in our future, and going through IVF was a decision we made to increase the odds of that happening." The couple got married in July 2017 in Idaho. Michael Strahan was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was explaining what it was like to throw out the first pitch with his Good Morning America team in Philly.
GMA, we did our show from Philly last week. Then they said, well, we want you guys to go to the Phillies game. Ceremonial first pitch. And I'm like, dude, they're going to boo me. They're going to boo. They're like, no, Philly loves us. They just love us. And I said, okay, watch this.
Yeah.
Then we go out and they go, you know, and now from GMA, here is Ginger Z. And they're like, yeah. Here's Robin Roberts. Yeah. Here's Michael Strahan. Boo.
So if you don't know why they would boo him, Michael Strahan played for the New York Giants for a very long time. And so that's why everyone in Philadelphia hates him.
Philly boos everybody, though.
Yeah,
like, hey, it's a little kid. Boo, you suck.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.